Korean quilt.
I am so excited and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it, Richard.
You are such a pointer sister, Anna Banana. Everyone else, welcome to Korean Quilt.
Hi, everybody. Oh, you know what, Richard? 열이 있어요.
Yes, I know, Anna. You are very hot. Everyone knows that.
Well, I know that too. But no, I mean in this case, my temperature. 열이 있어요.
Yes, Anna, you've got lots of heat. You are hot. You are smoking.
Ah, Richard, no. I mean, I'm burning up. Literally, I've got a fever. 열이 있어요.
Sometimes you are so cryptic with your language, Anna. I love it. You should have just said so in the first place, though.
All right, everyone. From today, we will cover some of the most important Korean expressions you will ever learn on this show. Words and sentences that describe sicknesses and not feeling well.
That's right. And our first one coming at you now is 열이 있어요. I've got a fever.
열이 있어요.
Or I'm running a temperature. 열이 있어요.
열이 있어요. Excellent. Now, Richard, what was with all the jokes, which, by the way, I found very funny at the beginning of the show today?
Glad you asked, Anna. Here, 열 refers to heat in Korean, and 있어요 means to have. So this whole sentence, although implied to mean fever, actually means you've got some heat going on, baby.
But that's not the only way of saying this phrase, is it? We could also say 열이 나요.
Exactly. Different verb, but exactly the same meaning. I have a fever, or I'm running a temperature, for instance. 열이 나요.
네. So why don't we practice them both once more before we take off today? First, I've got a fever. 열이 나요.
I'm running a temperature. 열이 나요.
Okay. Or 열이 있어요.
I've got a fever. 열이 있어요.
Wonderful. And that's it for today.
We'll be back tomorrow. Join us then, everyone.
Bye.